I think that what is problematic is the way the societies address the drugs, not the drugs themselves. And that is particularly true if you look at health. And I listed, and the commission listed, a number of very negative health outcomes to the current drug policies, which focus not on the promotion of controlled substances use for people in need, but focus on prohibition, law enforcement, and repression of use of these controlled substances outside the medical use. That repression has led first to a huge wave of violence. Everyone has heard about Mexico, where over 100,000 people are estimated to have died from violent death during the so-called war on drugs between 2007 and now. Second, an HIV/AIDS epidemic and a hepatitis C epidemic. Over close to 2 million people injecting drugs are infected with HIV worldwide. Two-thirds of all of the people who inject drugs are infected with the hepatitis virus, whereas these epidemics could have been avoided. These infections are preventable if people had access to services. The problem is that they fear arrest, they go underground, and they inject in unsafe conditions. Or they live in countries where the over-repressive interpretation of the conventions leads to no methadone accepted, or countries where access is there, but at very, very low level as compared to the needs. A third negative consequence is over-incarceration. Incarceration is a high-risk environment for infectious diseases, and particularly tuberculosis and multidrug-resistant tuberculosis. If you are a person injecting drugs, and you are HIV positive, and you happen to be incarcerated, your risk of contracting tuberculosis is 26 times that of the general population. Another area that we discuss is that of aerial spraying of herbicides, crop eradication in Latin America with substances that are clearly dangerous.
Did you see that some of the recommendations, some of the things that you've talked about, have been included in the draft final declaration of the special session of the General Assembly? How strong is it?
Yes, I do acknowledge some progress, and certainly progress over the 1998 document. There hasn't been an UNGAS on drugs for 18 years. The slogan of the last UNGAS was, "Let's move towards a world without drugs." That is totally irrealistic. The language is now, "Let's move towards a world without drug abuse." Of course, then the problem is what it is that you call abuse, but it is a significant progress. It's language that I believe I can live with. Basically, the message is prohibition, law enforcement, and repression lead to a huge public health crisis that could have been avoided if drug policies were actually promoting health, not policing. So we call for decriminalization, we call for stopping aerial spraying, we call for access to controlled medicines, we call for changes in the UN governance, giving back a role to WHO, and then of course we call also for ultimately moving from the current prohibition regime to a regulated market, so that controlled substances are on the market just as alcohol or tobacco or any other dangerous substance, regulated by government, to have the government in the power, not the criminal organizations. Whenever you have prohibition, because there is demand, the market will grow in the criminal field. And that's how we now have an industry that is a parallel gangster industry that is worth $350 billion a year. And just to close, this means that our message is drugs is about health. It's not about police.